Chapter 27, Section 2. Imperialism. Case Study, Nigeria. Before you read. In the last section, you learned about the reasons for imperialism. In this section, you will read about how the colonies were controlled. A New Period of Imperialism, a British Colony. What forms and methods did imperialist nations use to control their colonies? Each imperial power had goals for its colonies. Imperialist nations had four forms of control: colony, protectorate, sphere of influence, and economic imperialism. A colony is an area ruled by a foreign government. A protectorate runs its own daily affairs, but is controlled by an imperialist nation. A sphere of influence is an area where an imperialist nation has exclusive economic rights. Economic imperialism refers to a situation where an independent nation is controlled by foreign businesses rather than foreign governments. Imperialist nations also developed two basic methods to manage their colonies. France and other European nations used direct control. They felt native peoples could not handle the tough job of running a country. Instead, the imperialist power governed. This policy was called paternalism. The French also had a policy of assimilation. All colonial institutions were patterned after French institutions. The French hoped that the native peoples would learn French ways. Britain used indirect control. In this system, local rulers had power over daily matters. There were also councils of native people and government officials. These councils were supposed to help native people learn to govern themselves in the British method. When the United States began to colonize, it also used the indirect method of control. Britain tried to rule Nigeria through indirect control. The British let local chiefs manage their areas. The system did not always work. The local chiefs in some regions of Nigeria resented having their power limited by the British. Question 1. What forms and methods did imperialists use to control and manage colonies? African resistance. How did Africans resist imperialism? Some Africans resisted imperialism. People in Algeria fought against the French for almost 50 years. In German East Africa, thousands of Africans died when they tried to use magic to fight German machine guns. Only Ethiopia resisted the Europeans successfully. There, Emperor Menelik II played one European country against another. In 1896, he used European weapons to defeat an Italian army. Question 2. Who resisted imperialism in Africa, and what were the results? The legacy of colonial rule. How did colonial rule affect Africa? Africans enjoyed some benefits from colonial rule. European governments reduced local conflicts. The Europeans also brought Africa deeper into the world economy. Railroads, dams, and telephone and telegraph lines were built. But imperialism mostly caused damage. Africans lost control over much of their land. Many African traditions were destroyed. People were forced out of their homes. Many were made to work in bad conditions. The boundaries that Europeans drew had no relation to ethnic divisions in Africa. These boundaries caused problems when the colonies became independent nations. Question 3. What were three benefits and three problems of colonial rule?